This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Cardinals there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Friday edition of Two Birds on a Bat from the Patio Studios and brought to you by our good friends at Innovated Companies, InnovatedCompanies.com, home of the construction team, home of the heating and cooling team. A lot of people using that right now with the warm weather this time of year. And, of course, the electric team, now proud to present that they are fully operational with the plumbing division at InnovatedCompanies.com. My man Randy Green and, of course, Stephanie Green. Running a 35-year business, second-generation craftsman, and a man of his word. Give him an opportunity for your business. Again, fully bonded, licensed, and insured. Love those guys over there. They do a tremendous job. A handshake doesn't go very far anymore, but it does with Mr. Randy Green. Give him an opportunity for your business today. Well, we're coming to you a day late. Truth be told, we're doing this late night on Thursday. No game today, and no difference between doing it tonight and tomorrow. Although something like this usually means that when we record at night, something will happen in the morning that we'll miss out on talking about. And that thing that might be happening probably is going to somehow, some way revolve around the name Dakota Hudson, who is one way or another moving addresses. I'm not quite sure what to make of all this, but we're going to talk about it here. So in doing so, let's welcome in my cohort in crime, Steve Flowers. What's going on, buddy?
What's up, man? I kind of like this nighttime gig. Doesn't interrupt work at all. I mean, you called me and I was on the golf course today.
Yeah.
9 a.m. You said no show today. So that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Finished my round of golf, played fairly well, come in tonight, fully rested. I feel good.
You had me until you said you played well.
Come on.
Had me till you said you played well.
Hey, but our good friend, let me tell you what, our good friend Polo Asensio, he needs some golf lessons. I think him and BMO got a big tournament coming up. Is there a little money on the line, BMO?
Let's find out on the m4byyachty.com hotline what's going on with Mr. Molina's golf game. What's up, buddy?
There's absolutely nothing going on with my game, guys, so don't worry about that one. I ain't going to bet money on my game, that's for sure. But, that's good to do this show here, man. Let's get it on. And then, you know what, Jimbo, you were saying something about that when we do the show like this, something happening in the night. Well, today in the night, I think the Cubs acquired Scott Hamill.
Cole Hamels. Yes, yeah, I did just see that a few minutes ago. Cole Hamels.
Yeah.
We got guys changing addresses, don't we?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's getting pretty interesting. I know he's not having a good year, but he can get you a very nice game any given day, man. Just like Quintana, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. This is a fun time of year, you know, to some degree. You get people
some teams.
Yeah, you know, you get people excited about new, fresh meat coming in and how they're going to help you. And one man's trash is another man's treasure, especially around this time of year. I don't know that I'm going to get real curious here in a minute to get your take on this as a guy that's been in a locker room before. But, you know, I hate to say this word. At what point does reality set in? As far as what you really should be doing at the trade deadline. So, Benji, I just got to ask you right off the get. I mean, just from the hop here. I mean, are the Cardinals realistically still in this? I know how you are, and you are always in it until you're officially eliminated. But is it realistically smart for them to make a deadline move to try to get better right now versus try to get better next year?
If you're asking me, a player, yeah, I want them to make a move. I want them to make a run. Let me tell you this. My cut, my line, you know, that I can draw a line and say, let's think about next year, could be over when you hit that 11 or 12, 13 games back in the season and only 60 games to go. But I don't know if you guys remember what happened in 2011. They were out 11 games with, like, I don't know, 3 weeks maybe, or 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. With 2 weeks to go or 3 weeks to go, they were down 11 games. And what happened in 2011? They won the World Series. They didn't go to the playoffs. They won the whole thing. So that tells me that 11 games, obviously with different team, right?
Yeah.
It was a different team back then. I mean, I understand that. I'm not a dummy. But as long as we are in that range, I cannot give up on this club, especially if the ownership is going to go out and get you help in the bullpen and is going to get a few guys to fire, you know, and start this engine of the hitting and keep rolling with it, you know. So one or two guys can really, really turn this team on, man. And if you get the right two guys, I mean, it could go a long way. So I'm not down yet. I'm not down yet. Of course, I want them to be better, and of course, I don't like what I'm seeing. But I'm not just going to tell you that I'm done, you know? I'm not like that, because, I mean, if they could come back from 11 down, which is a really, really short time to play, and then end up winning the World Series, come on, why am I going to say it for what? What are we, 9? Come on, I can't say that, you know?
So you're saying we have a chance.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, all right.
That's what he's saying.
Well, a lot of people didn't say we have a chance in 2011 when we were down 11 games with a lot shorter time to go. A lot of people say the same thing, Steve-O, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what happened? And what happened? We won the World Series. So how am I going to say it for 9 when we're down 9? What am I going to say if we're down? I mean, we're out. You know what I'm saying? Maybe because of the different team, I get it, but I'm not going to say it yet. I'm not going to say we're out, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, I guess the question that comes to mind is, has this team shown that they can go on such a run? You know, that I guess that's the million-dollar question, is we've been sitting here now for 4 months waiting for, you know, something to spark where they go on a, you know, even a 5 or 6 game run where they just look like they're world beaters. And we just haven't seen that. And I guess that's the big rub, is can you really say, I get it, we're not out until we're, you know, mathematically eliminated, but the fact of the matter is it doesn't look like anything's improving. Switch managers.
Well, I'm not saying necessarily mathematically eliminate it, because if we keep this same team right now that we have, yeah, I mean, you could be done. I'm just telling you guys that if we get a couple pieces on a trade, or we get better, you know, a couple of pieces in the bullpen or something like that, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm not going to give up yet, because if they don't do anything, I don't think this team can go all the way, of course, because they need a lot of help in the bullpen, a lot of different pieces have to fall into place, but if we still can make trades, we still can get that guy, we still can get two guys that can make a difference in the bullpen, and now we might see that Hudson might be back to Dakota, could be a bullpen piece that helps us. It's like Alex Reyes, you know, so we'll see what that does, and we'll see what those kids from, you know, Ponce de Leon, and maybe bring them back, because I tell you what, guys, I'm a Cardinal fan just like you are, and I really, really love the Cardinals. But let me tell you, there's like 5 guys in the bullpen, 5, that right now are not doing what they're supposed to, and they have no business being in there. But, you know, I'll let you guys, you know, think about who those 5 guys is, but it's probably simple. But at least five guys. And how can you compete against the Cubs? Like, how can you compete against Milwaukee and now Pittsburgh with five guys struggling or four guys struggling that had no business there? I mean, how can you do that? I get you guys. But that year, man, 2011, obviously a different team. But, man, 11 games out, all of a sudden they win the World Series. Whew, I cannot say we're out yet, buddy.
No, I get it. I know what you're saying. I get what both of you are saying, really. I mean, I know that there's a never say die attitude inside a player that's probably going to be there for a long, long time for you, my friend. That's for sure. You know, but as Steve eloquently points out, I mean, what have they done to make you believe that there's anything they could do? Then you bring up the point, well, what if they do make a couple moves and improve? But, you know, what would the moves look like? Let's be quite honest. Don't you believe at this juncture that any move they make is probably something that we haven't even thought of? I mean, am I crazy there, Steve? I was just brainstorming today thinking if they were really going to trade some really talented young pitching for some really young players, well, who are those players?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you're not in a position to mortgage the future because I don't think you're one piece away. Could you be one piece away? I guess you could be. Things could turn around. But I don't think realistically you could look at this ball club and say, man, I can get rid of X, Y, and Z of my prospects, and I want to bring in this guy on a one-year rental or end-of-the-year rental and make a real run at the World Series, making the playoffs,
okay,
whatever it might be. Yeah.
I got one thing for you guys. Did you guys see all the trades?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? I mean, there's been a bunch of trades. Now, tell me, other than maybe one or two guys of those trades are really big prospects. Really. Think about it. Who they give up in the Yankees?
Well, Dylan Tate's a pretty good prospect.
Yeah, but he's been jumping around teams. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, here we go. What else? Mejia, I get it. The catcher for Cleveland. But we have one of those guys. We could have had one of those guys. But anyways, other than that, all those trades are really low minor league guys. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, why are we talking Dakota Hudson? Why are we? I mean, of course, if they say yes, a stupid idea to rent a guy and then leave up Dakota Hudson to the D-backs or something.
Right.
Yeah, it's a stupid idea. But I'm saying they don't have to do that to get a guy in here because the Cubs are making moves. The Houston are making moves. How about that catching deal they just got from the Angels, their own rivals? Their own Angels that are trying to win against them. They sent their main catcher that won a gold glove last year. They send him to their rival in the same division. For what? For nothing. What I'm trying to say is we are always assuming that the Cardinals have to give up the prospect. I mean, the nice prospect, right? Like Flaherty and these guys, Reyes when he was healthy and Dakota Hudson, whoever, Gumber, whoever. No, we don't have to give up that because the other team don't do that either. They don't, I mean, seriously, think about it and look around. They don't give up crap for the guys they want. So why are we going to do that? Of course, we don't want that, right? But think about it. Look back and see all the trades, and you'll see who's the biggest prospect that was dealt this year in those trades. And it could be that Tate guy. He's been in a couple teams already, haven't even touched the major leagues. And Mejia haven't even touched too much of the big leagues either. Those are the two big prospect change. And we can do that. We have wisdom down there that we probably won't use here. You'll see that. Not that everybody would want him, or I don't know how that works. But you know what I'm saying? You don't have to give up all the our guys is what I'm trying to say, to get somebody to help us.
Well, let's take a look at some of those, and then let's look at what we would realistically need if we were going to make a quote-unquote run, which, you know, I describe run. Are we making a run at a wild card or a run out the door? So let's take a look at that. Before we do, though, we want to remind everybody to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. You can subscribe to the show there. It's absolutely free. You can also do your shopping on Amazon and help us keep our producers, Brian Kroc and Andrew Allen, living in the life that they've become accustomed to, that lap of luxury. You know, simple. You click that Amazon banner. You do your shopping. You're done with us. Very small referral. Doesn't cost you anything extra, and it just does it. It helps us with the production costs. So we do appreciate the people that are doing that. Social media, it's a big part of what we do. You can find us on Twitter, at Birds on a Bat Show. We gain more followers every day, and we're following more people every day. Because if you're a Cardinal fan, we want to know what you're thinking. So again, find us on Twitter, at Birds on a Bat Show. Facebook's our big concern right now. We're trying to grow our Facebook page. We currently have the contest going on for the Marcell Ozuna jersey. We're going to be drawing the winner on that one next week. We've got a lot of people sending us in our stuff. We added a Twitter component to it to allow the Twitter people to get in on it. But guys, find us on Facebook. Type in Two Birds on a Bat. All you do is like our Facebook page. Go down to the right, and you'll see community, and you'll see invite your friends. Click on that. Invite all your friends, or as many as you want. You can go one by one, or you can, believe, invite all your friends. And just ask them to like Two Birds on a Bat page as well. And then once you're comfortable with you know, maybe on Monday after you've done that in today or yesterday or whenever it is you've done it, you can simply take a snapshot, a screenshot of that little section there showing how many of your friends also like Two Birds on a Bat. You message that to us in Facebook. That's how many entries you'll get in for the Marcell Ozuna jersey. So whether you've got 3 or 100, you're actually going to have an opportunity to do it. So it's kind of a fun way for us to do all this. Also, Instagram, you can find us, Two Birds on a Bat Show. You can also find us as part of lineupmedia.fm, the fastest growing podcast company on the planet, but now also home to the newest internet radio sensation, Yo Radio. Typical internet radio station as far as you're going to find your different types of music and genres of music, decades of music, things like that. But the neat thing about Yo Radio is some of the people that are going to be having their stations on here, and I've seen the list of the people they're dealing with, a lot of influential people, celebrities, things like that, athletes. These people are going to be able to go live on their stations, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and you're going to want to be a part of it. So get it early. It's free at the App Store right now, Yo Radio. Go download it today. Leave them a review. They would greatly appreciate it. To our sponsors, thanks so much for all you do. I know today we're releasing the show, and it is Friday, and we are going to be enjoying some ribs, some pork, some salami. We're going to be having some brisket, some chicken. Look at Steve. You look full already.
I'm getting there early.
Yes, we are going to be there.
I think we're going to try to
open,
bring
11 o'clock, yeah, when the doors open. We're going to have a lot of fun tomorrow. Randy Green's supposed to join us from Innovative Companies. You're going to bring legendary coach Tom Pyle.
Friend of the show.
Legendary coach Tom Pyle, who wants to argue with Benji probably.
Oh, without a doubt. Things. Benji, make sure you're prepared for this.
Bring your earplugs, okay? And then we'll make sure he sits on the other side, on the other end of the table. But we'll put Randy next to you. I know you like Randy a lot. So we'll put Randy Green next to you. I want to say thanks to Mark Marcuso from Arlington Greens. He cannot join us tomorrow. They're preparing for their couple scramble, which is, from what I understand, I think they do it once every 2 or 3 weeks. It's on Friday nights. From what I understand, it's one of the funnest events they have out there. You know, you and your significant other go out, golf. It's all couples. It's packed. They have music afterwards and food and drinks, and it's just a great time. Just another event put on by Arlington Greens that's a lot of fun. A guy joining us tomorrow is a new member of our supporting cast, the Gators Baseball Academy, newly formed. We have the Missouri Gators over in Missouri. We have the Illinois Gators now over in Illinois, and then they have their Gators Baseball Academy. A lot of neat things going on.
Who's running
with
that?
Them.
Who's joining us?
Well, I'm not sure who they're sending tomorrow. Joe Lopez is one of the co-owners and operators of it. Chris Craddock, I know you know that name.
I know Chris.
You know Chris, right?
Yeah.
And Jake Depew, who's over here in Illinois, who is a friend of mine, but they're coming on board, and they want to get the word out about what they're doing with Gators baseball. They got a lot of neat things going. I'm really impressed with them. You know, they have instead of it just being about baseball, they're trying to build a person. You know, they have like their four pillars, which I think is a very interesting thing. You know, they try to foster character, enhance talent, build community, and change the game. They have a tremendous mission statement. They want to they're trying to create a world-class experience for baseball players and their families. I know we have a lot of people that listen to the show. Their kids probably play baseball. If you're looking for an organization, this is that time of year where guys are changing, and I always say there's a lot of great, you know, baseball being played in St. Louis. So if your son or daughter, for that matter, is still playing baseball, and you're looking for the experience, the Gators Baseball Academy would be happy to take a look at them. Again, I think you're going to find that that they're really offering the type of atmosphere for any type of athlete of any skill level. So check them out. Pretty easy to do. I'm just real impressed with them. BMO, you'd be interested to know that they're partnering with the FCA. That's the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And they're doing some stuff with Todd Worrell next Wednesday, August 1st, from 5 to 6 at their sports barn. You can Google that at Missouri Gators. The sports barn is in Wentzville. That's August 1st at 5 p.m. I'm telling you, it's going to be an amazing experience. Todd Worrell is a great speaker. And, again, I know the FCA is something that's really important to a lot of athletes in this area. So, again, that's a special thanks to Missouri Gators for coming on board as one of our supporters. And I look forward to having Joe Lopez in studio. He's a veteran baseball player like yourself, Steve, knows the game, loves the game. And he's actually, I found out today, one of the first people he met when he got offered in North Carolina, Charlotte, I believe, where he went to school, Mike Schilt.
No kidding.
He was the hitting coach and was throwing BP the day he was on campus throwing his bullpen.
Wow.
What a small world. Is that not amazing? I mean, think about how long ago that had to be, BMO. Is that not a small world?
That is very, very small world. That's very nice what they're doing. I love those things. I wish I could be here more days and obviously to hang out here during the days that I don't work and I can go out and talk to kids and stuff. You know, I wish I could do it more. Obviously, it's hard for me because of the traveling and back and forth. But one day we got to make like a little clinic out there, two birds on a bat clinic, you know, baseball clinic, and we don't have to have 20, 30 kids. We could have 10 kids and teaching the game of baseball. Maybe next one it'll be 20. Maybe next one will be 30. You know, things like that. So I'm thinking a few things that we could do, you know, for the show too.
Yeah, no, it'll be fun, and I've thought about that. I think it'd be great, especially if the Missouri Gators are going to partner with us. I'm sure, you know, with them getting the word out, my guess would be that if we did something like that, space would be limited. That would be my guess. It would be a lot of fun, and I know how much it means to you to help kids. So again, special thanks to them for coming aboard. I look forward to it. They're going to come on from time to time, let us know what they have going on as anybody that's involved in that world knows, you know, tryouts, fall baseball, training, winter training. You know, then the season starts, and then it's all starting again. So lots going on over there, and we're going to learn all about them in the days to come as, again, we welcome them to our team here at Two Birds on a Bat. Well, let's get to back to the conversation. Pretty simple, BMO. One of the things that we were talking about, obviously, was very simply, if we were going to make a run, let's look at some of the guys that have been trading. Obviously, Zach Britton would have been a nice piece because, A, we're struggling in the bullpen. Zach Britton is a known commodity in the bullpen. Now, that being said, he has spent the better part of 2 years on the DL, but I think we know what kind of pitcher he is if he's healthy. Now, that's obviously...
The name sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good, right? Now, and again, he's been better lately, and you would hope that's what you were getting. So, yes, Zach Britton, no doubt. Brad Hand, I think that goes without saying. Now, they gave up Francisco Mejia. I know that, Benji, I know you're familiar with him. The reason most people should be familiar with him is that while we do have Carson Kelly, Mejia is a higher-ranked prospect in baseball. He is a higher-ranked catching prospect than Carson Kelly.
Well, Carson Kelly didn't help himself, his case, when he came up. So the other kid, when he came up, I think he did okay. You know, he had good games and whatever he did, but obviously our kid didn't help himself. But anyways, I'm with you. Well, my answer to what do we need to make this team a playoff team, it's to fix up that bullpen. Fix it up. I mean, fix it up, I mean, it could be one, two guys. The Texas Rangers have a kid there that they are trying to trade, and that's Keone Kila. Throws 100 miles an hour. He's been proven. I think they have Jeffress or something. I'm not sure if Jeffress.
He went back to Milwaukee. Jeffress, but... He went back to Milwaukee, I think.
Yeah, but there's another kid that I just saw the other day, and they might try to be trade him too. So, and they're really good pieces. And I'm saying Texas because I just saw the game the other day.
Right.
But there's a bunch of teams that has a lot of good relievers. Even just Mary Pettit, you know, from Oakland. Even though Oakland is a is making a run. But, you know, there's a lot of guys out there that could help your bullpen. The only thing is, guys, if your ownership or if your organization is willing to trade for that, or they're waiting, like Steve-O said, they're waiting to 2019 or 20 to do something.
You know, if you look at the team, Steve-O, I'll start with you on this one. Look at who we have right now. Who do you definitely want back next year? I'm going to put you on the spot. I didn't tell you we were going to talk about this. If you look at our – and you know who our – listen, and it's not just our starting eight. I mean, our starting eight really is about a starting 10.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So who do you want back next year? Let's just listen. Let's not even be ignorant. Yachty's catching.
So you got seven guys left, right?
Right.
I don't think you can discount. We've been talking about it now for a month and a half. I don't think you can discount what Matt Carpenter's done the last month and a half, 2 months.
Okay.
All right. And what he's been over his career. Obviously off to an absolutely atrocious start. We've talked ad nauseum about his arm and his fielding and everything. You've got to find somewhere for this cat. Okay. He is a professional hitter. Him.
Well, we're okay.
And we already have one of those.
Yeah. So outside of that,
so you want Matt Carpenter back?
Yeah,
and that's it. That's the only guy on your team that you're like.
Well, I think you got DeYoung. I love what Munoz is doing. I mean, the kid's playing with enjoyment. He's playing and he's having fun.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, much about his background on any of that. All I know is, you know, he took a bad swing the other night and he smiled and laughed at himself and got back in there and just stuck at the ball, you know. So I like him. But when you look at the stats, if you're just going to be a stat guy, you look down. Yeah, Martinez at 295. Munoz at 292. Yachty's up there. Carpenter has come all the way up to 275. Are you kidding me? Ozuna, I mean, 261, you'd love to see his numbers up. I think we got him next year. Fam, if he could come back, you know, and be what he is.
Okay.
But are you going to make wholesale changes? I mean, this isn't our fantasy team.
But here's my thing, though, and this is why I'm asking you this, and I'll say this before I go to Benji. You're essentially wanting to bring back the same bunch of guys that didn't get it done this year.
Well, here's the deal. Can I have the all-star team?
No, asking you who you want back and who needs to go.
Well, you got, I mean,
okay,
we don't live in that fantasy world.
Okay, bad question. Let's flip it around. Who's got to go? Who's got to go? That's an easier question. Now, see, I can't ask Benji this. I can't ask him this. But I can ask you,
yeah,
who's got to go?
Fowler?
Gotta go. Goodbye.
I'm still a Wong guy. I like Wong for some reason. But I don't. Hit 170.
But it's either Wong or Munoz. Who you want? Which guy you like better?
Bye, Wong. You got to get rid of him. I mean, that's just.
Is it because it's been so long, sooner or later? I mean, is that what it is for you? Jerko?
I think he's a nice bench piece. I think Garcia's a nice bench piece. I don't have a problem with those guys on the bench. I don't have them. I think you don't. You get them in there, and you go, okay, hey, we got a shot. How many times has, Jed stepped up to the plate, two down, late in the game with a guy on first? You're like, man, I think he can hit the ball out of the ballpark. That's what you want. How many times has Dexter got up and you go, there's not a chance? Now, he surprised us the other night. Right?
Yeah.
But, you know, for 2 months of the season, every time Carpenter got in the box, you go, shit, that's an out. Yep. So at those times, you want these guys to get back to their form. And, yeah, I think he got a good team. But Colton Wong, he's not hitting anything. He's not hitting his weight.
I mean, he's been better.
But his defense has been spectacular.
Sure.
We had a complaint in his first couple years defensively.
Well,
mental errors. He would, you know, not focus on something, and he had a skillet for a glove. This guy's playing gold glove style second base.
I agree.
And I think he's the type of player. Now, he doesn't run as much, but I would love to see him get into that Javi Baez type.
He's an awful base stealer. See, people think, oh, he's fast.
Well, you can steal first, though, guys.
Yeah. Billy Hamilton's proven that. Benji, I'm going to go with I'm going to go with a different question for you that kind of is the same. What do you think we need to improve? Like, if you were, you know, Cardinals need going to make some changes. There's no doubt about it. I think we all realistically know that the bullpen's going to change. But what do we need like, what are we lacking offensively that we've got to add to this mix?
Holy crap. We have three guys struggling at the plate at one point, and they're the bottom of the order. You put the pitcher in there, you have three or four guys out of the lineup that cannot produce anything or weren't produce anything. Lately, they've been better, but you cannot have a winning team and a really good first-place team having 3 months off from three guys in your lineup. You can't do that. You cannot expect anybody. I'm not talking about our Cardinals. I'm talking about any team in the major leagues. You cannot have freaking three guys and four with the pitcher struggling down in the bottom of the lineup and expect to be in first place. That is really, really not realistic, man. Very, very unrealistic. It's crazy. So I wanted to answer your question about who has to go, who has to stay. Well, if nobody has to go, has to stay unless you want to win, right? That's the biggest deal. If you want to win, I think Ozuna stay, because I think he's going to be better. He's been hitting the ball hard. It's just obviously if people want to see the home runs and stuff, I do too. But I would keep him. Pham, it's in the bottom line for me. I love Pham. He's a great guy. He's a great hustler out there when he's healthy. But he's borderline to me. Fowler, we all saw what happened. You need to find an upgrade there, obviously. Wong could be good in the bench. Obviously, he could help you out in the late defense or whatever you want to say, a pinch hit or something, but I don't know if they're going to give him a lot of more chances. Carpenter has to be back. Martinez, I'll give him a shot again, only because obviously you need those numbers out there in the offense. We have two of the same guy. Carpenter is a little better defender, of course, than Jose. But they're basically the same. They hit. That's what they do. Shortstop, nobody's touching that kid for four or five years. So that'd be it right there. Greg Garcia is a great bench player. He could give you a lot of starts during the year. Munoz, I will give him the shot to start and see what you can get out of him. And if he's obviously hitting .290 at the end of the year, why not over Wong? Why? Wong is having most of the at-bats and he's under .200. Well, now he's over, I think. But Munoz is way over. He's almost in the .300 area all year, so I guess give him a shot and see what happens. Jerko is the Amway Stevo, you know, he's a good starts once in a while and good bench players, you know, off the bench, of course, is good. So there you go. The only ones that have secure to be back, it's Carpenter, Dijon, Ozuna, and Yari. The rest of them, Martinez, if you want to give him a chance, yeah, he should be back, but he's taken a lot of criticism on the defense, so they might look for somebody else, even though I wouldn't. I would keep him. When you got a guy hitting that much in the lineup, you don't move him. So there's a lot of pieces now. I don't want to go in the bullpen because we beat it up so much, but the bullpen wins games. I'm telling you, the bullpen will win games, and I said it for many years, many, many, many years, and the bullpen will win games, and the bullpen will put you in first place. The bullpen will put you in second place, close to first. That's what we're going to do. But also, the bullpen can drag you down to fifth place and fourth place before you know it, and we've seen that firsthand. So that's what I would do.
Yeah, Benji, and I had a conversation with somebody the other night, and I think what we're lacking this year is we don't have an identity. You know,
we do have an identity. We're not very good.
Well, I mean, we don't have an identity of how we're going to be good.
Wow.
Because there's some teams that go out there and they're going, well, we're going to beat you on offense. There's some teams that say, hey, we're going to pitch pretty good and play great defense.
Okay, so I talked about this a little bit with somebody today on Twitter. So that's fine, and I hear what you're saying. Okay, but I promise you this. Make no mistake about this. If the Cardinals, I get it. They're in a tough spot because I like Colton Wong just like you do, and I think the same things Benji does. I've seen him at times look like he's going to put it together offensively at the plate. I've said it 100 times. I want to love Colton Wong. A lot of people want to say, well, he's going to be fine now that Mike Matheny's gone. Whatever. I mean, whatever. My point is this. That guy's got to hit more than 190. Now, he's gotten his average up, which is great.
Yeah, he's at 216.
Well. He's done well. He's done better lately. That's fine. But my point is
that's
this.
That's what we want, guys, right?
That's right.
We're looking for Fowler to start hitting. We're looking for Carps to start hitting so we can win some games. We're not dogging them. We're not criticizing them because we don't want them
that's
to
right.
hit. That's the opposite, right?
That's right. But let me tell you this, guys, and I assure you this. This has nothing to do with the quote-unquote analytics crowd. My point is this. I don't care how good somebody is defensively. They have got to hit 240. If you put a defensive guy out there that's a great defensive player, he has got to hit 240 and have a 300 OBP or a better than 300 OBP.
If they hit 240, at least have the RBIs like everybody else. You know, like if you hit 240, at least have 40 RBIs by now or I don't know, 12 home runs, 13 home runs by now, I guess. I don't know.
Or get on base and score runs. Either way, I'll take production in any form. But here's the thing I promise you. If the Cardinals go out and get, okay, you know what, we're gonna emphasize defense. We're going to play Colton Wong every day. We're gonna get Iglesias and play him at short, and we're going to move DeYoung to third, and we're going to put Carpenter at first, which means that Jose Martinez is gone. So you got rid of a hitter.
Okay.
Okay? And you went basically what you can count on Carp offensively, we would have to assume. You have to. I don't give a shit what anybody says. I have no idea what Paul DeYoung is. I know what I hope he is. But I promise you, if Colton Wong pulls another Colton Wong and hits 200, and Iglesias is a duck, walks like a duck, he is who he is, well, they will run him out of town. They'll run Colton Wong out of town next year if he does it again. And we'll be right back in this boat. And everybody will go.
Iglesias?
The guy from Detroit. His name, I don't know how, I don't know why, but his name gets brought up every day with the Cardinals. Oh, the Cardinals should get Iglesias. The Cardinals should get Iglesias. I have no idea why.
Iglesias will be just be an upgrade on the
defensive side.
Defensive side, but we need people to hit consistent. So that's why they brought Osuna. Of course, it's not what people think, but he has 50 RBI or more, and he has 10 home runs. Yes, they want more home runs. That's okay. I get it. And 260, he's not around the 300. That's all right. I get it. But this is the first year here. I'll give him one more year and see what happens. But anyways, do you need more guys consistent? We have too many guys not consistent, inconsistent. So why you want to bring a guy that's only going to hit you 230 or 240? If you're going to bring a guy, I get it for the defense. I get it, you know. But at least have a guy that hits 240, a good defender. But the other pieces of the puzzle, they have to hit. Now you put pressure because Martinez will be gone, Jose Martinez. Now where's those 51 RBIs coming from? Iglesias is not going to give you 50. Carp is the only one, but Carp is doing it right now anyway with Martinez. So Wong is not going to give you 50 RBIs. Guys like that, DeJohn could be the guy, but we don't know, like you said. So, I mean, if you're going to bring right now, if I'm the Cardinals and I'm looking up at somebody, it has to be somebody that makes an impact, like an Osuna name. Obviously, like I said, I just explained it. He's not doing what we were expecting. But out of the gate, out of the name, it's like unbelievable. That's type of guy you want. You don't want to bring a normal guy like you always say, Jimbo. We have those guys here. We have them. So why bring more of those guys here? No, if you're going to make a move, you have to bring a guy that's a freaking name and he freaking does it every time and every day. That's why Machado was a big name. That's why Josh Donaldson before getting hurt that many times. That's why J.D. Martinez was he can catch anything in the outfield, but they love his hitting, and he's doing it. And I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It has to be a name like that for us to be okay. And in the bullpen, it has to be a guy like really like a Wade Davis at last year before he started struggling, and a Brian Shaw and Addison Russell. I mean, Addison Reed and Brad Hand. Look at what they got for Brad Hand. I mean, come on. We could have had that guy in our club. Things like that. So that's what I'm trying to say. For our club right now, we need name guys, guys that are consistent doers, not the inconsistent ones, because we already have those.
Yeah, the Brad Hand one, I will say, I don't know about you, Steve-O, but that one is the one that I would have given up more for. He's signed. He's nasty. I mean, I
just think it goes to what our theory's been, that they're looking at 2019.
Yeah, but he signed next year, too. He's not a one-year rental. I mean, Zach Britton's a one-year rental. Listen, Zach Britton is going to go to the Yankees, and I don't know what he'll do, but this is a guy that I told you that at one time was the best closer in baseball.
At 54 consecutive saves or whatever it was, right?
Then got hurt. Then got hurt again.
And he might be better, though, because the load is not only going to be on him.
Yeah.
Five more guys that can pitch.
And he's just going to go there and pitch in the seventh or eighth inning, maybe fill in for Chapman, who knows. But the point is this guy's going to be a free agent next year, and teams are going to be treating him just like Greg Holland. Well, I'm not sure what to do with him. Do I give him a contract for a bunch of money, or what do I do with him? So you'd be in the same boat with Zach Britton. Brad Hand, he's signed. Now, the truth of the matter is we have no idea what San Diego was thinking. San Diego may have loved Mejia. The difference between Mejia and Carson Kelly's a defensive catcher that everybody here thinks can hit because he's hit a little bit in AAA. The bottom line is Mejia's a hitter that they're not sure if he can catch as well. But you know what they do with guys that can't catch that well, that hit the shit out of the ball? They move them. See, when they moved Carson Kelly from third base to catcher, that's a warning sign. When they talk about moving a catcher to third base, that is a sign that the guy can hit. Okay.
No, absolutely.
All right. So let's understand that. Now,
but it's the same thing when somebody moves them to first base.
That's right. So should we have offered Kelly and something? I don't know. See, you got to remember they've got Austin Hedges there who they kind of like. You know what I'm saying? If they just want to stick with a defensive catcher that hits okay, they can go with Austin Hedges. He's young. So that's the deal, you know. And again, I don't know. I could be completely off. I don't know these people in San Diego.
And one of the things that we need to know and the fans need to hear is, if you want to win, if you want to win a ring, if you are putting everything on the line for this year to win a ring, you do whatever it takes to win a ring. I don't care what it is. We've seen all the prospects being gone. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But you do something. It's not like you have a team right now that's struggling in the bullpen. You have a team struggling to score runs at times, very inconsistent. But guess what? Do something about it. And if you don't do something, I'm with Steve-O. They're not thinking of winning this year because they're waiting for the next couple of years, I guess, because they're not doing anything. But the other teams that are doing something, the Cubs, the Cleveland Indians, the Yankees, the Astros are getting a catcher or a reliever or whoever it is. I mean, all those teams, why do you think they make the trade? Because they want to freaking win. That's what I'm saying. If we don't make a trade or we're scared of making a trade for our prospects or whatever the heck you want to call them, potential guys, we're not trying to win. We are not trying to win. I had this discussion with Artie Moreno. And I said, Artie, do you want to win? And he goes, heck yeah, I want to win. I said, well, you go and do whatever the heck it takes to win. And if that means giving away your number 10th prospect in the minor leagues for a pitcher that's going to help you out win games or something, you do it. You do it. Either work or either don't work. And if it doesn't work out, you turn the page, you move to the next year. You try to find more guys. But you don't sit down and not do anything and expect to win and go to the playoffs and say, okay, we might make it to the playoff, but we might not go far, so let's not move anybody. All right, next year we'll be in the same boat at the same time, and the trade deadline is going to be here, and then we're back 11 games, 10 games, and we're going to be discussing the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's say this. I posed this question. Well, somebody had posed this question to me, and it was a pretty interesting topic that we had an interesting back and forth on, so I'll say it to you. Somebody on Twitter sent something at me. I didn't jump in somebody's conversation. This is something they tweeted at me. If I was Bill DeWitt, I would fire Mozeliak today. And I simply sent back, just for conversation's sake, I'm not saying this is how I truly feel, I said, why would he do that? And he said, because we're terrible or whatever. And I said, okay. Would you fire if you paid a guy to make you money and this guy made you a bunch of money, would you fire him? And he said, I would if the product suffered. That's not the point. Listen, we've said this, and I appreciate and applaud John Mozeliak for throwing it out there. He didn't hide it. He said it in a room full of 100 people. My job is to make the DeWitts money. He said that. Did he not, Steve? Am I lying?
Absolutely.
Okay? And it wasn't like it was, hey, don't tell anybody. I mean, this is, okay? So I ask you again, if his job is to make them money, I would say he's making them money. Walt Jocketty won them a couple world championships. I promise you, Walt Jocketty did not make the DeWitts the amount of money that John Mozeliak is making the DeWitts.
And I would venture to guess, and I'll piss somebody off right now, that anybody out there that's saying fire John Mozeliak has never owned their own business. Because it's about making money. And it doesn't matter if the product suffers. Now, I get it. They go hand in hand.
They're supposed to.
Okay?
They're supposed to.
But there are 3 million-plus people going through those turnstiles. I told you it was 196 degrees against the Cincinnati Reds, and there were 46,000 people in the stands for three games in a row. Now, you tell me, if your product sucks, why do people keep buying it?
And right? Why would you think? That's the way they're thinking. I don't want to say that this is what they're thinking, guys, because I don't know. But if you have the Cardinals right now and you're Mozeliak right now and you're looking down and you say, wow, at least we're not playing well. We got Ozuna. We signed Holland. That's what people wanted. We signed a couple guys. And we don't have performers from Fowler. We don't have performers from Pham like last year. And Wong and all these guys. And then Martinez, Carlos has been hurt. Wainwright, Wendell, whatever. You know, you can start naming things. But if you are on top and you're Mozeliak and you're like, wow. And we keep freaking selling out people. We keep selling out 46, 45, 46 every single day. These three days coming up in the weekend, they're going to be in the 46 or 47, whatever that is. And it's going to be packed up all 3 days, win or lose. And that's what they want. They want the 3 million fans because they will come up on top. Once, because remember, they're following a budget. That's the first thing. And that budget says, if we make 3 million fans in the stadium a year, we will come up on top that year. And that's a business side of it. Now, do you want to win or do you really just care about making the money? And if you really just care about making the money, it's not happy, but you're going to be all right. You're going to be fine because that's it. They're getting 3 million fans or more. I told you, I talked to a couple of GMs and they all say the same thing. I know we want to win, but at the end of the day, if we cannot win the whole thing and we get 3 million fans, we still be okay because we make it for next year and years to come. So it's sad, but it's just straight up business. I already told you guys, it's the business, man.
Well, and let's think about this too. I mean, nobody likes to say this, but if I'm not mistaken, and Steve, and maybe I'm, this owner that everybody's upset with authorized this GM and president to spend $160 million this year. Did he not?
I believe you're right, Jim.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, but he also gave him the responsibility of spending it the right way.
I agree.
So if, and that's where Mo might not find value, his numbers, his analytic to people. And another thing he talked about when we met with him, they have a set of analytics they go by.
That's right.
And they're going to buy according to that value. So if that value isn't there for what they have this player slotted as, if he's too expensive, well, if the price is too expensive, and we're going to pass.
And just so everybody knows, that is what Mike Gersh, that is what Gersh is a special, that is what Gersh's big deal is. If Mozeliak was talking to somebody that was saying that he wanted to get into baseball, to a baseball front office job, and he said, this was when he was like leaving and people were stopping him, and he was being very gracious. This was actually right before I talked to him, and the guy had said, hey, I'm just graduating from, I think it was SLU, I would like to get into a baseball front office job. My specialty is I'm working on this organization. And John Mozeliak was very matter-of-fact with him and said, I'm going to be quite honest with you. If you come to a Major League Baseball team saying I can do all the things that we already can do, they're not going to be interested in you. You're going to have to come to us or somebody else showing that you have come up with a different way and a better way to analyze and show value and do – it was very matter-of-fact. He said, otherwise, I promise you, there's 100,000 other guys out there that want to come in and just do what we're already doing and are very good at it, he said.
And will take less money.
So the bottom line is the Gersh thing, if you remember, his specialty was he had come up with a formula that had assigned value to a player's based on their stats and what they thought their fair value was. Now, he also said at this meeting, now that was, we knew that already if you had paid any attention like to when Gersh was kind of being thrown around and what he was becoming. But what he did say at the thing there was that while that is important, there are extenuating circumstances to where certain players are worth more money than what is just on paper because of numbers. And he referenced Stanton. They felt Stanton was a game changer, and while on paper may not be worth that amount of money based on numbers, they felt he was worth that amount of money based on what he brought to the thing, which I thought was odd because I've always maintained that that was why you should have signed Pujols. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It wasn't. I understand. I'm not a dummy. We knew all along that his numbers would decline. We knew that we'd have all these problems. But if you're going to say extenuating circumstances, this was the one time you should have lived with it. And they could have went into a minor. They could have went young in some positions and found out what they had and went out and found the right guys if they would have kept Albert. It would have been interesting. I don't know. I mean, I know that was a tough thing. I know it's real easy to say I'm glad he was gone. We got his best 11 years. But I got to tell you, based on what I've seen the last few years, I sure would have gotten a bigger kick out of watching him pass all these milestones in a Cardinal uniform. And knowing there'd be a statue on the first base side of the stadium. What's that?
It would have been way better here in St. Louis than where he is right now, I'll tell you that. But if you signed Pujols at that time, I don't think you could have kept all these guys that came after. You know, like Yadi would have walked, maybe. Wainwright at that time would have walked, and guys like that would have probably walk. I mean, I don't know. We don't know that, right? But I think he needed to be in St. Louis. But we don't have him anymore, so it's not even worth talking about it because we cannot do anything. But going back to what you guys were saying about Mo, a few times Mo has done the right signing. The signing doesn't work out.
Right.
It's a different thing. People need
That's
to
a great point.
Understand that point. Because he's done the right one. He's done the great one. He signed Fowler to perform. He signed Wong as a young guy. He signed him with the big deal because they wanted him to obviously be Wong, and he haven't worked out that way. They signed DeJohn, and frankly, I hope I hope it works for them. But
that was early.
But it's going to be yes, that was really early. I don't know why they do these things. I don't know why they can wait 2 years, 3 years, and do the same thing that they did in 2 years or 3 years. So you don't have to sign the guy after the first year. I never been okay with that. But anyways, that's another subject. But he's done a couple signs to help out the team. I mean, if you imagine if Holland would have been the Holland he pitched last year, how good, or not good, but how better the bullpen would be with him performing the way he was, or Ozuna hitting 305 with already 20-something bombs and 60 or 70 RBIs like he was supposed to do. I mean, that would have been amazing. That would have been great. But they haven't done it. So, but that doesn't mean Mo didn't do his job. You know what I'm saying? So we need to be really honest with ourselves. Yeah, he has signed a few guys that has no business, but that's going to happen. But the ones, the main one that he signed here, it's been good, man. It's just that they haven't performed, and we have to be honest with that. But if we need a win, this is my deal. If we want to win a World Series ring, a World Series championship ring, We need to go get help. We need to go get help somewhere, either in the minor leagues or in a trade, because we are not going to do it with this group of guys right now.
Well, you know, again, I for me, one of the things that I guess I'm gonna say is this: if we're gonna find out what some of these young guys can do, the best move the Cardinals can make, in my opinion, at this time, and this is what we'll end with tonight. We'll just go around the table. What do I think the Cardinals should do right now? I'm going to tell you what I think they should do, and you guys think about it. If you play GM for a minute here, boys, I'll start. I am going to do some addition by subtraction. I am basically here to give away a few guys. People that say, well, I don't need to get anything back for a few of these guys. Just getting them out of the way so that I can find out, quite frankly, I can find out what Tyler O'Neill can do if I just say, you're playing the last 2 months of the season, go get them. I want to know.
That might happen.
You know, I want to know. You know, I want to know what some guys are going to do. I'm going to take some bullpen guys that are veterans that I've wrote a check to. I'm going to write a couple of checks and say, go on home. Brett Cecil, go on home. Greg Holland, go on home.
You don't have to write a check for him, right?
Who?
Holland.
Oh, yeah, you do. Sure you do. You still owe him about $5 million this year.
Well, this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Doesn't matter.
I'm still writing checks.
You're not going to let him play out the year?
No. I'm going to bring up guys, and I want to watch him pitch.
All right.
Because here's the deal. You've already paid him. You are already paying these people. So are you really going to pay him to be terrible? Bye-bye, Brett Cecil. Bye-bye, Greg Holland. I mean, we can go on and on. There's others.
Luke Gregerson.
Goodbye, Luke Gregerson.
There's a few more.
Bye, Matt Bowman. Bye bye.
One left end.
You almost named them all.
I am forgetting one. Who's the other one? Who am I missing?
Lyons?
Tyler Lyons. Bye, Tyler. Bye, Tyler Lyons. They gotta go.
But you're mentioning almost the whole bullpen. You mentioned five guys that we were counting on to be good this year.
That's not only what we were counting on, we were excited about.
Yeah.
Were you not excited about Holland?
I was, absolutely.
I was, for real.
That's exactly what Benji's saying. Just because it didn't work out doesn't mean it wasn't a good signing. And let me tell you something. I'm so tired of hearing this. Why did they wait so long to sign him? I can tell you why. Because he wanted 2 and 3 years. When he finally said, okay, I'll take 1 year, but I want $14 million for 1 year. They said, okay, we can live with 1 year. And it turns out, thank God they did.
That's a win.
That is a win.
That's a huge win.
This guy should have came in here this year, saved a bunch of games, and went out and got paid next year. This guy right now's career is on the brink of being nothing. Now it's over.
Yeah, there's.
I mean, somebody will give him a chance to come to spring training next year, but he's not signing any big contract next year.
I'm not sure they will.
Oh, somebody else.
Oh,
say.
Come on! How many arms are in the minor leagues?
Somebody.
How many teams? There is out of the 30 teams. There's 20.
I'll bet you on
there's
that.
There's 22
that guy
of them.
Had 100 and something saves in 3 years. Somebody's going to invite him to camp. I promise you that. Somebody's going to say, you know what? He's going to have a normal offseason. That whole thing last year didn't work out for him. His agent is going to say, we want to be with a team from the get-go this year. Let's sign a one-year cushion deal. Very incentive-laden. We want to get back on track. That's what's going to happen. You can write that down.
That's the only way he's going to find a job. I was going to say that.
Yep.
Incentive.
Yep.
That's the only way. If I save 20 games, I'll get one more million. If I save 30 games, I get two more millions. If I say 40, that's the only way this kid is going to find a good deal. Other than that, I don't think he'll find another good deal. I mean, it's sad for him. I feel for him because he did great in Colorado. But going back to us, guys, you just mentioned five guys out of the bullpen. And we are expecting this club to be in first place or given a fight with the Cubs or Milwaukee and now Pittsburgh with five guys that we're not even counting for next year in the bullpen? Come on, man. Stop dreaming. It ain't going to happen, man. I told you for 2 or 3 years, whatever is loan that I know you guys, I always said it, the bullpen needs to be fixed. The bullpen needs help. It needs help. I always said it. And what does that come down to? The bullpen. I've been saying it. I mean, if they give me the GM position today, I bet you anything I'm going to find the best guys that give me the job done. I don't care who they are. I'm going to find them. And I know who they are, and I'm going to find them. And that's what I would do. But I'm not going to keep paying guys just for pay, man. I mean, that's what he looked like before. He looked like when they got Cecil and they got Randy Schultz. Remember Randy Schultz?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And I like Randy. He pitched great. He pitched great. But at that time when they signed him, nobody was like, what the heck? But he did good. He pitched well, and I like him.
Didn't he pitch well the first year, and then they signed him again, and he was awful when he came back or something? I don't know. It was something like that, wasn't it?
No, the only awful thing I think he had was the last couple months of his staying here, but whatever that was. But he was good, man. I was there with him, and he was good. But anyways, I mean, when you sign guys just to please people, or I don't know what it is, I'm going to look for guys that can really get people out. I always say that. I always said it. You get people out, and you're willing to business. But if you pay guys for names, just because of the names, it backfires on you at times, you know? Why can't they go to Ponce de Leon at the beginning of the year and say, Ponce, I'm giving you an example. I'm not saying him, but it could be anybody. But go say, hey, man, let's start with us in the bullpen. We don't need to sign so-and-so. And okay, let's go. This is your job. Get three outs in the sixth, in the seventh, and maybe in the eighth. You're going to help us. But start in the freaking spring training and get these guys ready for their jobs, you know? But if you have them starting in the minor leagues, all of a sudden they come to the big leagues and you want them to be a reliever, it's tough, man. It doesn't work out. A lot of times it doesn't work out. And I always said it. So they need a really, really fixed up. If they want to compete with the teams we're competing against, they need to really, really, really evaluate the bullpen, because I mean the bullpen wins and loses the games, man, most of the time. So I've been saying that for way too long anyways.
Steve-O, I think they've heard from us. So what are you going to do as a GM? I mean, I'm putting you on the spot here. What are you going to do? It's you know, trade deadlines in a few days. You've got
I'm sitting, not doing anything.
You're not going to try to get rid of anybody?
Well, I mean, if you can get rid of somebody,
well,
yeah.
That's
I mean,
what I'm
you can
saying,
get rid,
you're the
yeah.
damn GM. Go okay. to work. Earn
yeah.
your money.
But I'm not trying to collect any major league talent right now.
Okay, so you're following
I can dump. Yeah, I can dump. If somebody's willing to take a dump, I can dump. That's not a problem. All right? But I'm not trying. I don't think they're close enough. They're not one. They're not two. you need at least one bat, middle of the order bat, and you need at least two bullpen pieces. They're not close. That's hard to find. That is hard to find. So yeah, to me, yes. If you can pick up some pieces, if you can pick up another Tyler O'Neill out there, if you could, you know, find some other guys, if you can, you know, find a Munoz out there, let's do it.
Well, and that's really what I was getting at.
Yeah,
I mean, the truth of the matter is,
but we don't want potential because we have potential.
That's my point.
We don't want potential.
Right.
We want guys to. If we're going to make a move, I would love to see guys coming into our club doers.
Right.
Guys that are going to do it, that are normal do it, that I can spend my prospects and say, okay, this guy's going to do it. I know it. Those are the guys we want. We don't want potential. Potential, we want, we have potentials everywhere around the whole thing. We have potential of Piscotty. We have potential on Grishik. We have potential on the guys that in the minor leagues, Carson Kelly. We have potential everywhere. Everywhere in the pitching staff, Luke Weaver, everybody, they got their potential. We don't need that. We need guys that can do it, like Jose Ramirez from a freaking Cleveland Indian. Nobody even believed in that guy. And all of a sudden, Cleveland gave him a shot, and look at what he's doing. Out of position, he plays third, he plays second, he plays first, he DH. He has no position. He can field, he can do nothing. He just can rake. Well, those guys you need to find. Somebody
you know who
like
he
that.
Reminds me of? You know who he reminds me of? Placido Polanco with a little bit more, with more power, though. Remember Polanco? He did was hit, and he could play anywhere. He could play anywhere, but he could hit.
He's a good defender.
Hey, BMO, who you think has him on the fantasy team? Me or Jimbo?
You.
Yeah. Potential.
Yeah, Jimbo don't believe in that. Jimbo believes in long triangle.
That's right. Hey, and on all these notes.
Hey, he's sitting here flipping off his computer screen every time one of his guys comes up and strikes out.
I'm going to say this, though. I do not want Mike Moustakas. Okay, this is how we got here. Guys like Mike Moustakas. Okay?
He's a nice player.
We've got some nice players.
We have nice players.
That guy's been doing it. He's been doing it better than the guys we have. Jimbo.
Yeah, but we don't need another guy with a three. Come on. I don't need another guy that I got to sit there for a week.
Like the guys we have. That's what we don't need. The guy who's – any guy that could do better than that, like Moustakas been doing, I'll take him.
I'll keep Carpenter.
Other guys being – Well, obviously, if you have a choice right now, it's easier. But at the beginning of the year when Carpenter couldn't even hit a melon, and you wouldn't say the same thing, buddy. But anyways, the Moustakas things, I know, I get it. You know, Carp is already fine a stroke and all that stuff and whatever. But I'm talking about anybody else. Anybody, dude. If somebody is an upgrade, we have to go get it. We have to do something. Just... These guys right now, man, they're struggling, and you know, and they might find a way to do their thing. But sometimes, man, that struggle is way too much. If we want to win, right?
Well, we'll see. Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting. I'm not quite sure. You know, I don't know
if
what
we want to win.
What's that?
If we want to win.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what we're going to do here, because we got to do something. I mean, this is just crazy. I mean, where's the hitter going to come from? I mean, I'm looking at, obviously, the free agents. I mean, you know, Manny Machado, Bryce Harper was standing, and let's face it, I mean, what's Harper done to himself? Nelson Cruz isn't leaving the American League. Josh Donaldson, what in the world are you going to do there? I mean, guy hasn't even played this year hardly.
Pass.
You know, Adam Jones, yeah. don't you have – I mean, he's done, I think. Nick Markakis.
Talking about if you're going to make a run at these, he has to be in the middle or young age guy that can do it, that's being able to do it. That's what I've been saying all along. If you find me a guy that can do it, I don't care who it is. Somebody that can do it would be an upgrade in our club, I think.
I mean, it's an underwhelming list once you get past Manny Machado, and I guess if you're gonna say, the whole world is gonna expect Bryce Harper to rebound. But it's a very underwhelming list of free agents. I mean, it's
– Well, then that's where you got to go out and with trades. Which club isn't in it anymore, even next year? Which club is in a rebuild? You got to go out and trade.
DJ LeMahieu's out there if you like him.
I'm not a LeMahieu guy.
Yeah. I
going
to have to get creative.
Hey, now, we talked about because of
– But he's in here, an upgrade, guys.
I don't know, is he?
He might not like the guy, but he might be an upgrade.
Right. Now, hey, Jimbo, we talked about early on with fantasy baseball and everything, you're busting my chops about having Trevor Story. You said the Rockies got an up-and-coming shortstop.
They do.
Do you make a trade there? Do you like Story?
I like Story.
Do you like Story at short and Rodney DeYoung over at third?
Sure. Why not?
I mean, that's what you're going to have to do.
I would do that.
The Young still have to prove himself, guys. I mean, we're talking about the Young like he's our number one guy. But
I agree.
You still have to prove things.
Well, that's kind of my point. If I can get a shortstop like that, I'm getting one. I can promise you. There's no way. If I can get Simmons, if I could get Story, I could somehow price Seager away from L.A., I would give them a lot for Seager.
Yeah.
You know, if they think they're going to try to sign Machado and they've got Chris Taylor young and cheap and, you know, and again, I get it. That's a tough pick. Corey Seager's one of the best young players in baseball, but he's coming off of Tommy. He's going to have, he's Tommy John surgery,
Isn't that unusual for a position player?
Yeah, you don't see it too often.
We don't need guys like that. We need guys that could do it. Guys that are okay, Guys that are healthy. Guys that are doing their thing. That's what we need. Guys that could do it, man. That's just my thinking.
I would honestly have to say that I think I'm going to make a bold prediction before we go here. The Cardinals will wind up with Josh Donaldson. I believe that in my heart. I think I'm telling you, I think that they think that that's worth a gamble. I really
do. A gamble. Yeah. If you see it as a gamble, it's okay, right?
Yep.
If you see it like a gamble, I get it, because that's what you're going to do, a gamble. But that's what it is.
I look around at everything that's available. I look around at all the things that are going on. I look around at what it would take to do this, that, or the other thing. And the one thing that I could see them doing is Donaldson, is a gamble. Because they've almost kind of, I don't know how, listen, I don't know what else you're going to do. You're going to have to write some hefty checks. And that's my point. If you're going to do this, see, here was the thing about Matheny. And again, I keep saying we're going to end this, but thoughts keep popping in. Here was the thing about Matheny. If you knew you were going to get rid of him, you needed to get rid of him and just move on, right? Which I'm completely fine with. When it became evident he was not going to get it done, it was time to move on, okay? And that's my whole point about these last couple of months. I've caught Dexter Fowler's act. I've caught Tommy Pham's act. I've caught Colton Wong's act. I've caught everybody's act all over the infield and the outfield, what they do. There's a couple of guys that you don't have to go get. They're right there for you that you need to find out what they can do given a little bit of time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah,
and that's a tough one. I mean, O'Neill's a strikeout machine. He's a bomb hitter too. 1-for-4 with 3 strikeouts, maybe a home run there.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I mean, he's a, here's the thing about him, though. Here's the thing about him. Make no mistake about this. And again, I'm not going to apologize for Dexter because he needs to apologize for himself. Tyler O'Neill's a good outfielder, and he's fast. And he's a hustler. We haven't even talked about Harrison Bader and what his role is in this whole mess. Everybody loves Harrison Bader. I'm not so sure he can hit.
Does he translate? I haven't. Like I said, he doesn't do much for me. Okay, personally, I said that I got in a Twitter war with somebody about it. Doesn't do much for me.
Let me tell you something. If the Cardinal, if this wasn't a mess, it wouldn't be such a big deal. But since it's a mess, they like Harrison Bader because he hustles and he runs hard, and we typically like that kind of player.
The Cardinals or Cardinal fan likes
Cardinal fans.
Cardinal fan loves the hustle.
I don't.
Their favorite player all time might be Bo Hart.
Remember Rex Hudler? They love that guy too. Remember him?
Oh yeah,
Hurricane Hudler.
Bo Hart.
Yep.
I get it. I loved him too.
What did he do?
Well, he worked hard.
Hustled. Yeah. He hustled out double play balls. He made them close.
He hustled the ground ball to short or whatever. He hustled the flight ball. Yeah, but I'm talking about guys that could do it. Guys that could go out and do it. That's what we need here.
Well, we'll see what happens. Again, it's going to be an interesting thing. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. I know we went a little long, but, man, it just – this thing has not turned – I mean – see, that's what I'm saying. That's what sucks.
We didn't even talk about baseball.
That's what sucks.
Talk about games.
I know. But, I mean, what are you going to talk about? Huh? Listen, what are you going to talk about? What is there to talk about? It's the same shit, different day. It's been going on for 2 years. We've been talking how many times in 2 years? I'll put the intern on this. How many times in 2 years have we referenced a roller coaster ride with this team? It has been going on for 2 years.
I like it every time the bullpen comes in that we get the text from Benji. Here's bullpen time, guys, with a little prayer emoji. The hands together, fingers crossed.
Exactly. And I told everybody I wanted Sergio Romo. Sergio didn't even have a team 1 week into spring training. And everybody's like, not you guys, but the people that I talk to here, they're like, oh, no, Sergio Romo, you crazy, Sergio Romo. Oh, no, heck no, I'm not going to bring Sergio Romo over here. They're all laugh at me when I say Sergio Romo. Did you think right now they would not love to have Sergio Romo in the bullpen right now, this minute? Come on, man.
Isn't he starting games? Weren't they starting him for like a month where he'd just go in and pitch the first three guys?
They were doing all kinds. Let me tell you something. He did something the other night that's amazing. Let me tell you what he did the other night in a baseball game. You know what he did? I've never seen this before. He got a hold and a save at the same time, number one. He pitched when they were up. They took him out and put him at third base, and I think they brought in a lefty to pitch to Greg Bird. And then they put him back in after that, so he got the save.
He got the old Whitey Herzog. The old Whitey Herzog. Put him out in right field.
They put him in third.
Yeah.
Because the shift, because the left-hander, right? But, hey, wouldn't you like to have seen Bird drop a bunt down at him? That would have been classic.
That would have been great.
That guy's an athlete, though. He'd have been fine. Interesting stuff, but that's the thing. I mean, that's, again, what are we going to talk about?
We got three games against the Cubs.
Oh, hey, Webb, let's go. We can sweep them, and we're still a mile away.
I'd rather sweep them and be a mile away, buddy.
I'm with you. I hear you. I'm with you.
We got the Cubs coming to town. Do you know how many people are coming down from Chicago?
That's the thing that upsets me. It is going to be – it will be a sea of blue in Busch Stadium, and that pisses me off.
I hope BPV increases their beer prices by a buck and a half.
If you're wearing a
bring
Cubs
all
jersey,
the Miller Lite out there and put them at $12 a beer. Let's get some money out of Chicago.
It's frustrating. There's nothing worse, in my opinion, than that. I like a good, fun Cubs Cardinal thing going on, but I'm telling you, you watch this weekend, it will be a sea of Cubs fans this weekend. Cardinal fans, I guarantee you.
Is there Sunday night baseball?
It's Sunday night.
Sunday night.
BMO's big time this Sunday night.
BMO's got A-Rod right down the hall from him.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, man. I was liking you tonight.
Hey, BMO, if I give you a baseball, do you get A-Rod to sign it for me?
Yeah, give it to me. I'll give it back to you.
I don't want to see that.
I tell you what, you know what we got to do tomorrow? Mark this down at Adam's Smokehouse tomorrow. You have to tell us what happened between you and A-Rod.
Oh, he told us.
Hey, not me. I didn't hear it.
Oh, he told me then.
Oh, I didn't hear it. I'm going to have to hear this.
Hey, BMO. Hey, BMO, just go. Go. Nobody's stopping you. Just go.
Go where?
No, when you were telling A-Rod, tell him to go. They hit him in the back.
Oh, wow. Went behind the plate?
Yeah. It's a great story.
Can you tell the story on air, or would you prefer not to?
No, because you don't ever know. But I'll tell you, though.
Okay.
I'll tell you when we're tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Here we go. This will be good. Well, hey, listen, guys. I'm glad we were able to get this done. We're going to enjoy our Adam Smokehouse. You're listening to this show probably today. By the time you hear this show, we probably have a full belly of ribs, pork, all the good stuff that comes from Adam's Smokehouse. So I'm Watson. My man Mike and Frank going to take good care of us. They'll take care of you. Go see Adam's Smokehouse. When you get done, go walk off some of that eating down at Arlington Greens. Walk 9 holes, walk 18, hop in a cart, do whatever you want. Play the greatest jewel here in the Midwest, the Hidden Jewel, of course, outside of Collinsville, located in Granite City, Illinois, right off the highway. You can go and play this splendid track. The Couple Scramble on Friday nights out there. I believe it's every 2 or 3 weeks they do that, and it's a great time. Everybody enjoys it and has a great time. Nobody does it better than my man Mark Marcuso at Arlington Greens. Go check him out. Excited to spend some time with Randy Green at Adam's Smokehouse as well and see what's going on in his world, find out how busy. You know, whenever you call a guy that's your lead sponsor and say, hey, man, we want to take you to lunch, Benji's in town, and he says, I'm going to have to see if I have time. That means that things are good. The guy is busy. And when a guy's busy, that means he's good at what he does. Make sure you check out innovativecompanies.com. Residential, commercial, industrial, doesn't matter. 35 years experience, second-generation craftsman, and a man of his word. Check out innovativecompanies.com. Our newest members, Missouri Gators, Illinois Gators, Gators Baseball Academy, thank you for your support. For all the listeners out there who have young men, young ladies in your lives playing ball, check them out. They are the fastest growing club in St. Louis. I promise you that. Steve, I think you know some guys affiliated with that organization. They speak pretty highly of it, do they not?
They do.
I mean, it's something else.
So, you know, the funny thing about the Gators is they started off just like we did with the Tigers here. And, you know, Chris had like 17 kids. I think his family's pretty big, but he coached them all. And, they just decided everything was going good, that enough people got together and wanted them to build an organization. That's what they did.
Well, it's how they do what they do. And to learn more about them, it's real simple, guys. MissouriGators.com. You can learn all about them. Again, I'm real impressed with the four pillars. They're interested in who you are, not just who you are as a player. I think it's great stuff. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes that they're a part of is very important to a lot of people when you're talking about building young men versus just building ball players. But make no mistake about it, they're a quality developmental baseball program that is going to help your son or daughter become the best player that they can be. So make sure you check them out. That's MissouriGators.com. Special thanks again to Joe Lopez and Chris Craddock for wanting to be a part of Two Birds on a Bat. We welcome you guys to the fold. Not sure who's joining us at Adam's Smokehouse from there, but we're going to get to see them tomorrow and enjoy their time as well.
Would Odor be available from the Rangers?
I'm sure Odor would be available. You like him?
He's got a mean right hook.
I like him. He's just been struggling for the past 2 years, same way, man.
A lot of power, a lot of strikeouts.
The defense is it's really good. Power is there. Stealing bases is crazy, but he's been struggling for the last 2 years. I don't think they're going to give him up.
Well, the thing is not one. Profar's been having a pretty good year.
Yeah, he's
Profar,
fine.
I'll take Profar.
And he's a guy that we've been waiting for a long time to kind of break out of that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to find somebody who signed that's not a free agent, that's with one of these teams that are probably trying to rebuild. I mean, they've already given away Cole Hamels, so they got to want some young pitching to come in, right? They got Bartolo Colon, for Christ's sakes.
Can we stop talking about Cole Hamels?
No, he's gone.
His numbers are awful.
Bartolo right now, and I'll put him in my bullpen.
Bartolo Colon will figure out a way to get people out, won't he?
Sergio Romo and Bartolo, and I'll put him right in the bullpen.
Well, we got to do something. Again, check us out. No doubt about it. We're going to have a good time tomorrow. TwoBirdsOnABat.com. Subscribe to the show. Do your Amazon shopping on there as well. Don't forget to find us on our social media outlets at Birds on a Bat Show from Twitter. Find us on Facebook by simply typing in Two Birds on a Bat. Don't forget to invite your friends down to the right after you've liked the page. Send us a screenshot. That's how many entries you will get into the autographed Marcelo Zuna jersey giveaway. That is compliments of the man you hear on the air. Benji Molina, of course, his brother Yadier Molina. We appreciate all his help and all the gang over at m4byyadi.com. Means a lot to us as well. All of our social media partners, thank you for all you do for us. Chris Lawless at Cardinals Nation and Cardinals 24/7. Thank you for your continued support and congratulations on the success of your own podcast, Cardinals 24/7. And, of course, your partners, Team of Rivals podcast, which is another good one. They should be hot and heavy this weekend with the Cards Cubs going on. It's a great concept podcast. Don't forget Nate McHenry and all the gang over at RallySquirrel.com. We are proud to be a part of the Rally Squirrel Club. You should join it too. Check it out today. Try to win some of those awesome prizes and get the premium podcast where we ask Benji Molina to take on role of executive, player, GM, manager, anything to do from the other side of the game of baseball. We really put him on the hot seat there and try to dig into the brain. Less like a fan, more like a player. So check that out. That's Rally Squirrel Club at RallySquirrel.com. Everything STL Sports, my man Mick Light over at Art City Media, everything he's done for us means a lot to us for sure. He's helped us gain a lot of followers. He's got a massive following on social media, and when he shares our stuff, we definitely always see the bump in numbers. So thank you so much, Mick. For all the great Facebook pages that allow us to post in there, thank you. Fans of Yadier Molina is one of our favorites, obviously. STL Cardinals crew, St. Louis Cardinals Nation, St. Louis Cardinals, STL Cardinals, you know, there's Baseball Heaven, Cardinals Country. There's just a lot of great Facebook pages out there, guys. If you want to be involved, get out there, find one you like, get involved in the conversation. It's a lot of fun. For everybody here at Two Birds on a Bat, we will see you at Busch Stadium this weekend. Let's go Birds!
Go Birds!
Go Birds!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.